Okay, well, thank you, Rachel. This is a great pleasure, in fact, a triple pleasure to introduce Ed tonight. Triple because, one, I'm delighted that this is a joint enterprise of the universities of Monash and Melbourne, and so perhaps that's why I'm here as an impartial to give an impartial introduction, but I think it's very good that this happens this way. Second, it gives me an opportunity to mention that I'm a South Australian, and the Crows did a nice job the other day. And now, most importantly, of course, is to introduce my colleague Ed Stone, and it's of course an incredible pleasure to introduce such a distinguished person here to talk to you tonight in Australia. Ed is the director of the NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. This is the wing of NASA, which has built these incredible spacecraft, which have voyaged through the solar system and produced such wonderful pictures and made such a difference to our knowledge of the universe. Before Ed became director of JPL 7 years ago, Ed is a scientist. He's a planetary scientist, and he was in fact the project scientist for the fabulous Voyager mission, the mission which brought us the first detailed images of the planets throughout the solar system. And in fact, like Voyager, Ed, who seems to be in more or less continual motion and orbit around the Earth, visits Australia every 3 to 4 years, as Voyager visited the planets in the solar system. And like Voyager, when Ed visits Australia, we get these wonderful, exciting new views of what's going on and what the most exciting things are and are coming. And I'm sure you will agree with that after Ed talks to you. Also, perhaps like some of the space probes, Ed has encountered problems with gas systems also in the past. One of the most exciting aspects, of course, of the exploration for other planets is the possibility that there are some life forms. And that forms the topic of Ed's talk tonight. And so I would like to ask you now, Ed, to give your lecture on Mars and the search for life elsewhere. Ed Stone.